Joining us with what it says in this morning's papers is Ronan Kelly.
Thanks, Rachel. As it's the 1st of April, April Fool's Day gets a few mentions in the papers this morning. It's April Fuels Day, says the Irish Sun, as those petrol and diesel prices go up. Treat every day like it's April Fool's Day, says the Irish Daily Star, quoting the Independent Electoral Commission. The Commission recommends that in the run-up to the upcoming elections, we should look at every piece of information as if it's April the 1st and ask ourselves, is that true? And on elections, the Irish Times reports that the government has written to tech companies asking them to agree to what's called an Accord on Election Integrity to protect democratic discourse. The Irish Daily Mail main front page story looks at first glance as if it is an April Fool's story. The paper says that the government is considering subsidising ATM machines. It says this is to safeguard against the cashless society and to woo rural voters. The plan also includes subsidising cash and transit vans. The Mail quotes a department briefing note that it says it's managed to obtain from the Department of Finance. Other government and money stories, the Irish Independent notes that the vacant homes tax has generated just €2 million and has probably cost more than that to raise. Although the tax was designed to free up new housing, the Independent quotes one tax advisor who says it just isn't high enough to deter owners from leaving their houses empty. Childminders working in their own homes may qualify for new subsidies, according to an Irish Times report on government proposals. Other new proposals mean that college students will be able to earn more money without losing their grants, and that's in the Mail. And beneath that story, the Mail has yet another education piece where it says that the government is considering a new CAO-type system for secondary schools. This would replace the current practice where parents apply to multiple schools and sometimes their children don't know what school they're going to until the August before they begin. A couple of great photos in the papers today. James Crombie is a picture in the Irish Times sports supplement from the Dublin Derry game yesterday. It shows Derry player Owen McAvoy kicking the ball into the back of the net. It's taken from the side, and if you were to crop out the ball, the way McAvoy is stretching his body, both feet pointed, both hands held delicately, he could be performing a piece of contemporary dance. And then a more serene shot from Valerie O'Sullivan on the back page of the Examiner. It's from the Easter Vigil ceremony in the Cathedral in Killarney on Saturday night. She took it from high overhead. The lights are off and the congregation are holding candles and the church is lit by a constellation of little pools of light. The Irish News has photos from the many Easter commemorations around the island. And at one of those commemorations, the paper reports a former hunger striker criticising what he called the absurdity of Simon Harris for trying to reclaim the tricolour. Tommy McCarney said that after the atrocities committed by the Free State Forces during the Civil War, it would be more appropriate for the Irish government to take the tricolour down from its buildings. He also criticised would-be Republicans who've embraced the newly crowned Britannic Majesty and, as he said, dined with the Imperial Emperor in his lair. On the same issue, columnist Jerry Moriarty is writing the Irish Times on Republicans trying to transition from the Armalite to the ballot box. He quotes writer William Burroughs, "The past is never dead. It's not even past." I'm back to April Fool's Day, and I may have missed them, but I can't find any of those old-fashioned April Fool's spoof stories with the telltale reference to the day's date in the final paragraph. The Irish Independent does have a story about scientists growing duckweed and watercress on the moon, but that, it seems, is true.
Yeah, when I saw that first, I thought, oh, well, that's an April Fool's, but it turns out it is actually true. Ronan, thank you very much.